Yes, sir. Calling in the Credit Pros, the oldest qualified credit repair specialist. Do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, it's Desiree from Ann Lynn. Sending a file over now for Angelica Blankevort.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for $2,000. She has a couple options with high rates. We're hoping you can help her with the credit.
All right, why not? Thank you for transferring your shift. Have a great day.
You too. Sending now.
Yes, hello, Angelica. Good afternoon. My name is Agent Gilbert. I am a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How's your day? Hoping you're doing well this Tuesday.
Angelica. Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking, Angelica. That's nice from your ends. Thank you. All right. Thanks. So let's get to where I'm just trying to pull up here your file, Angelica. So you were transferred to us, right, to improve your credit because your credit scores was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. Is that correct, Angelica? You're looking for a loan?
Yes.
Okay. And how much is that you're looking to borrow?
Mm-hmm. She told me $2,000.
Looking for $2,000? Okay, perfect. And please provide me with the reason why do you need the loan for?
For making payments for my bills.
$2,000 of a loan for late bills, right?
No, it's really for my electricity, my my insurance for my car. Yeah.
Okay, for vehicle insurance.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just note here, based to my understanding, right, let me just provide you here with that. We are an A-plus rated credit restoration company by the Better Business Bureau. And we have been in business for over a decade. We could definitely help you out here towards your main goal, okay?
Okay.
So now, have you been denied for the loan? Or this is the first time applying for the loan? Or have you been denied before?
No.
First time? Okay. So Angelica, please provide me here with, of course, your first name and the last name.
Okay, it's Angelica, and then it's M, and then it's a Blankevort.
Okay, can you spell out your last name, please?
My last name is B-L-A-N-K-E-V-O-R-T.
Okay. B-L-A-N-K-E-D-O-O-R-T, right?
No, not D. It's B. B,
okay,
like
B.
A B. B for
boy.
Victor. Yeah, Victor. O-O-R-T. Yeah.
All right. All right, perfect. So it's going to be as in Victor, right? Thank you. And is your phone number under 619-646-4847?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, so I do have some information here. Tell me already. Let me just go back here and add your phone number here, right? Okay, so. All right, so now what is your current credit score at the current day, Angelica? Do you know by any chance your credit score?
It's like a 570.
570, and you saw that when?
Mm-hmm. Maybe like 2 weeks ago from my bank.
To the bank?
From my bank, yes.
All right. So it is a 570, you're saying, so it is a low credit score, right? So based on my understanding, the only thing that's holding you back would be your credits. So what we're going to be doing here next, it is to attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary. To get an update look at what's been reported, come up with a game plan on how we could also improve your credit situations together. What I could assure you is that this is just a courtesy pull, and it will not affect your credit score in any ways. We also use special technology to protect your information just as your bank would, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so next step of the process here, I'm just trying to open here your page, but it's giving me a big time. All right. So spell out your first name, please, and the last name as it appears on your state ID, Angelica.
Okay, it's A-N-G-I-L-I-C-A, and then the last name is M for Maria, and then it's Blankenbaum, it's B-L-A-N-K-E-B-O-O-R-T.
Okay, perfect. All right. And basically, of course, it's going to be B as in Victor or B as in boy?
No, Victor. Uh-huh.
Victor, right? B-O-O-T. All right, perfect.
Yeah, it's B by two O's. It's B-O-O-R-T.
Thank you.
Good.
All right, Angelica, perfect. So next step here of your process is going to be, okay. All right, it's going to be here, the phone number, right, that I have registered for you on file today. It's under 619-646-4847, right?
Right.
All right, perfect. Okay. Now, Angelica, what I do have here, of course, the next information is going to be here, an email address, please. Do you have an email address that you could provide us with?
It's Angelica Parra 524@gmail.com.
Parra? Five, you're saying, right?
Parra, yeah. Yeah, it's Angelica Parra. P-A-R-R-A.
Okay. Now, Angelica is going to be A-N-G-I-L-I-C-A, right?
Correct.
Was it an E?
Which one? No, it's it's E.
It is, right? Of course. Thank you. All right. Angelica Parra. And just provide me the numbers, please, for your email.
524.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 524?
524@gmail.com, right? Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, there we go. All right, so I was trying to open up your file here to see if it opens up. Okay. I'm just going to add your email, see if it pops up here with your email address.
So you need what do you say? My email address?
I did get it. I got your email. So this is your phone number, right? 619-646-4847. It's not opening up your lead here. I'm trying to refresh your pages here.
Yeah.
Right, Angelica, what I'm going to do here, I'm gonna refresh my page here one more time, and I'm going to give you the call back here, because basically it's not opening up your files here. Once I get it to open my files, I'll give you the call back. Okay, so just wait for my call there. Okay, it's going to be Gilbert, if you want to write down my name, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Write it down, okay? Gilbert, I'll call you back. Thank you, ma'am.